In the 1990s, Microsoft harmed Netscape in a series of illegal acts aimed at promoting Microsoft's Internet Explorer browser at the expense of Netscape Navigator. The innovative web browser, widely credited with having been the catalyst for consumer adoption of the Internet. This all started when a web browser called Mosaic was written by Marc Andreessen and Eric Bina in 1992. Mosaic is acknowledged as the first ever graphical web browser. Andreessen, along with Jim Clark, the co-founder of Silicon Graphics, later created Mosaic Communications, which was later renamed to Netscape Communications in 1994. In December of 1995, Bill Gates announced that Microsoft was now taking the Internet seriously, and that its web browser Internet Explorer, developed from Mosaic, would be free. To develop for Windows, you needed to get technical information from Microsoft to enable your product to work on Windows. Netscape was denied that, and was told that Microsoft wanted them to stop development of a browser for Windows 95, and in return, Microsoft would allow Netscape a clear run at browsers for Unix, macOS, and Windows 3.x. Microsoft said it was also willing to make an investment in Netscape, and wanted a seat on the board, but Netscape refused the illegal market splitting suggestion, Barksdale said, and incurred Microsoft's considerable wrath. Microsoft began to use its power in the market by threatening Netscape customers, such as Compaq, that if they tried to replace the Internet Explorer icon with the Netscape Navigator icon on its Presario range of computers, Microsoft would withdraw Compaq's Windows 95 license. These practices by Microsoft effectively eliminated the threat of Netscape Navigator. Now, faced with this against Bill Gates' company, one may think that he's never done anything good. Although some of his earlier practices were illegal, he has done many good things. In 1994, Bill Gates and his wife started the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which has donated over $34 billion. Their foundation has pledged money to many causes, such as $10 billion for vaccines. The Gates Foundation has spent over $4.5 billion on vaccines since its inception in 1994. The $10 billion will be paid in $1 billion 8-year increments. Another cause the Gates Foundation has donated to is $287 million to HIV research. The money is being split into 16 grants for science teams across the world, with the aim that they work more collaboratively on new approaches. The pledge is a bid to speed up the development of the vaccine for the HIV/AIDS virus. I just lost the game.